House Democrat leader praises Steve Scalise in speaker bid, calls Jim Jordan dangerous to our democracy. By Sean Moran on October 11, 2023. Chairman of the House Democrat Caucus Pete Aguilar, DCA, spoke Wednesday about the House Speaker candidates, saying House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, RLA, is someone Democrats can talk to. But House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan is dangerous for our democracy. Aguilar said that Scalise is more affable and is someone Democrats can talk with, while Jordan, as a former January 6 Select Committee member, is dangerous to our democracy. Aguilar spoke as the House Republican Conference convened to choose its next candidate for Speaker. Both Jordan and Scalise are vying to become the next Speaker of the House and replace the ousted Representative Kevin McCarthy, RCA. Historic, House votes to remove Kevin McCarthy from speakership. Scalise secured the Republican pick for Speaker, although the path ahead will not be easy. Representative Harriet Hageman, RY, who endorsed Jordan's bid for Speaker, said on Breitbart News Saturday that she backed Jordan because he is laser-focused on carrying out the investigations needed to take back America's government. Politico reported. Majority Leader Steve Scalise, RLA, and Representative Jim Jordan, Republican Ohio, are vying for the GOP's nod in a race that could be resolved Wednesday, though many expect it could drag on longer. The vote on Roy's proposal was seen as a test of Scalise's support, because his allies came to view the rules change as a covert effort to block him from becoming the conference's nominee. After Kevin McCarthy struggled through 15 ballots before winning the speakership in January, Republicans began discussing the idea of changing their internal rules for tapping candidates to claim the top gavel. Advocates of the new standard argued that it would have saved House Republicans from another high-profile failure to unite behind a leader. Scalise needs to secure a nearly unanimous 217 votes to become Speaker, which includes losing no more than 4 Republican votes. After Scalise secured the nomination for Speaker, Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, said she still plans to vote for Jordan on the floor. Representative Max Miller, RO, agreed, saying, "I'm still throwing my support behind Jim Jordan for Speaker. I'm not going to change my vote now or anytime soon on the House floor." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.